Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to give our number out today.
Live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Audio's a bit lower. Is that you guys on my end?
Problem there, and they're not getting our audio.
Well, I won't
told you.
Back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. No, I'll stand my ground. Won't be turned.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, GCN Radio Network. We'll be right back.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. James Dillingpole is with us for the rest of the hour. He's an English journalist and novelist. He has published several books and that are bestsellers, and he also writes for the Daily Telegraph, the American Spectator, the Libertarian Conservative. His website is jamesdillingpole.com. And I wanted to get him on with his take on the oil spill. And he's had headlines about how these organizations out there that want to take control of society through government love a good oil spill. My issue is that it's government that has blocked the states in Louisiana, in Mississippi, in Florida from blocking their estuaries, from putting up their sand berms. It's government that's allowed BP to say no to the Dutch government with its skimmers that are experts in this and had ships in the area. No to other oil companies that wanted to help. The military hasn't been sent in. And we're now 40-something days into this, and it's one of the biggest oil spills in history, and it's in threatening the entire Gulf of Mexico and the Atlantic. And the government response in many areas where the fishing hasn't been damaged, the total ban on fishing is accentuating the crisis. And many analysts are saying Obama wants to let this crisis get worse so he can nationalize the oil. And so this is the type of system we're dealing with and facing. And going to James Dillingpole, we'll get his breakdown. James, thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Alex. Yeah, no, I do agree with much of your analysis that I think President Obama very much sees this crisis as a Rahm Emanuel-style opportunity. You know, it's almost a dream come true for him because, you know, he's got disastrous approval ratings. You know, his presidency is going down the pan. What better than a tremendous crisis which takes people's eye off the ball and enables him to do what despots do around the world, which is blame the filthy foreigners. In this case, the filthy foreigners are, of course, us Brits. He's been indulging in this massive amount of Brit bashing, you know, really exaggerating how much this is a British affair, which, you know, BP is a multinational. And the second thing I think which is disgraceful about his behaviour in this very shoddy affair is that he is quite clearly using this as an excuse to hammer the fossil fuel industry, to advance his green agenda, and, you know, to give the eco freaks just the excuse they need to say, look, this is what happens when you use fossil fuels. Pelicans die, manatees probably get covered in oil too. You know, I feel sorry for the people of Louisiana. I feel sorry for the shrimp fishermen. I feel sorry for the people who run tourist cafes on beaches. All these people, it's horrible that they're suffering.
But it is a political diversion, and I'll bash corruption in England, the socialist government, the police state all day. That's not the British people. That's not the people of the UK. But just like Barack Obama is at the people of America, though he did bamboozle the 35% or so that voted for him in the country. But expanding on that, it is a distraction to sit there and to be scapegoating England when BP is Dutch, British, and American. Goldman Sachs International was the chairman of BP. I mean, that's like saying that Goldman Sachs is American. If Goldman Sachs is out robbing the people of Greece, that has nothing to do with the United States, that this parasitic international globalist organization happens to nest in London, New York, and Brussels.
I know. It's funny you should mention Goldman Sachs, Alex. Are you familiar with the story about them dumping their BP?
44%. And they weren't dumping other oil companies. They dumped BP in the 2 days before, and it turns out the BP head dumped a bunch of his.
Now, what's your take on that? I mean, it sounds pretty weird coincidence, would you say?
And it turns out they had some weird part that no one will say who put it in. No one understands it. You had Obama giving this very oil rig the special award. You have BP being this top New World Order group pushing global carbon taxes and kind of bullying the other oil companies into it. Their whole global carbon tax is falling apart. Now there's a well they can't fix. And Obama was in the Washington Post with a headline that he's going to use this to bring in a new tax in the name of cleaning it up on gasoline. Yeah, you know what, James? I think they staged it. I think they blew it. I think this is a black op. At the end of the day, I think it's a false flag because Key Bono, who benefits? But regardless, they're letting the crisis continue. And I want to say, why are the state governments saying the feds told us we can't protect our beaches? Since when does the federal government tell the states what they can and can't do? All these people need to quit complaining and say, oh, we're sick of the feds telling us we can't fix this, and they need to go down there and get to work.
Yeah, I'm with you. Well, am I right in thinking that it was Obama who authorized the continued use of that film, that ongoing movie showing the oil being pumped out, you know, of the sea bottom? I mean, that's inflammatory stuff in itself. You know, he's clearly milking this crisis and trying to take advantage of it. And this is not the kind of behavior I would expect of the leader of the free world. You know, what he should have done, what he should be doing, is making a case saying, look, you know, I know oil is messy, evil stuff, you know, when it leaks out, but face it, we live in a world which depends on fuel, on oil, and will do for a considerable time into the future. So we have to be phlegmatic about this and accept that accidents will happen. You know, they can't use it as a way of hammering the industry which powers our economies.
Well, James, I mean, I couldn't say it any better than you. Elaborate on that.
Well, I mean, we are, I'm writing a book about the subject at the moment. We are effectively fighting a massive ideological war. And it is between those of us who believe in freedom, in liberty, in government staying out of our lives, and those who believe that the world is doomed unless we can impose some kind of new world order. And at the moment, the green movement is being used to give fuel, so to speak, to that particular argument. You know, the idea that the environment is going to hell in a handcart, and that therefore organizations like the United Nations need to step in and take control and take over and save us from ourselves. Well, I don't believe in that view, and I think that all sorts of lies are being told about the environment in order to advance this, you know, this watermelon conspiracy.
Well, James, I mean, looking into your crystal ball, where do you see this ending? I mean, where is all this leading? Is it just going to be an endless 100-year oil leak? They're now saying it may last another year and that no one's allowed to touch it. BP is God and no one takes responsibility. And of course, BP is one of his biggest contributors. They're a darling of the Obamanoids. I mean, every time I'm in an airport or open a magazine, it's BP, global governance, global carbon tax ads. You've got Queen Beatrix, who owns part of it, prancing around, who's part of the Bilderberg Group. I mean, this is incredible.
Yeah, I certainly, despite being British, I have no sympathy whatsoever with BP for precisely that reason you give. Nobody has been more assiduous in advancing the anthropogenic global warming agenda than BP. You know, the greenies are always talking about how big oil is financing people like you and me. Well, I wish, Alex, I wish I was financed by big oil. The fact is that long ago, big oil started moving into funding the climate hysterics, you know, people who believe in global, man-made global warming.
I have never received 1 cent from big oil. I own no stock. I guess I do have some cousins that have these little, you know, Texas wells where you get about $1,000 a month if you're lucky, but that's about as big a connection as I have to big oil. You know, I mean, this is insane. And then meanwhile, big oil's always pushing it.
It's a source of great sadness to me, Alex, as no doubt it is to you, that big oil refuses to fund my lifestyle, despite the fact that I love oil. You know, I'm constantly writing about how oil is great. You know, we need gas for our cars. We need gas. We need cheap gas.
Exactly. In fact, I want to say this. If big oil wants to sponsor me, I mean, I take sponsorship if I believe in it. I'm ready for big oil sponsorship. We'll have ads publicly on the air and admit we're financed.
Fact.
4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 11th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 1223.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,256.72, $627.86 for a half ounce, or $313.93 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,256.72, $627.86, or $313.93.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
James Dillingpole is our guest, and all these other incredible things are happening in the world. I listen to talk radio. I watch the news. All they talk about is the oil spill. And a lot of times, if it's Anna Nicole Smith or O.J. Simpson or Michael Jackson, it's artificial media hype because my callers to my show aren't calling in about it. Because most of the time, we just open the phones up. And people can call in them with whatever issue they want. And normally if something, people aren't calling in about Marinus Vanderloop. People aren't calling in about the other media hype that's going on, but they are calling in about this oil spill when I'm not even covering, that subject. And they're getting more and more angry. But what I'm getting angry at is hearing Jindal and others keep whining and saying the feds won't let us do this. It's called the 10th Amendment, 9th Amendment. It's time for them to push the feds aside. And if some BP employees pull up and say, we've got federal authority, and they start trying to push people around, I mean, you know, it needs to stop.
Yeah. The thing is, Alex, you have to look at the history of the green movement to understand that there is nothing that greenies like better than a nice, juicy oil spill. And the reason they like a nice, juicy oil spill is because it presents them with ready-made images of seagulls, you know, seabirds in covered in black. It gives them a sort of excuse for audiences to circumvent thought and really feel about how awful, how bad oil is. And I'll give you an example of this. You know, Earth Day, that event that was founded in 1970 by a U.S. sort of eco-tard senator called, I think, Gaylord Nelson, was it? That was Earth Day, which was the birth of the modern environmental movement, was inspired by the Santa Barbara oil spill of 1969. So you see, every time there's an oil spill, the Greens are secretly laughing because it's their perfect excuse to advance their agenda. And this latest incident is no exception.
Well, let me ask you that then. I mean, I'm saying all the evidence points towards false flag. I'm not sure that's the case, but more and more, it appears that there's some hanky-panky going on. Bare minimum, they're doing everything they can to let it continue to pour. I mean, at your gut level, James, are you starting to think something's rotten in the state of the Gulf?
Look, my immediate reaction when I read a bit about it was, yeah, that there was some kind of sabotage involved. But I've got no proof of that. It could just be you know, cock-up rather than conspiracy. I mean, of course they've got the motive to do this.
Well, why did Obama say we're going to send SWAT teams at first? Maybe it was some green movement organization. Why did this happen a month after he approved of drilling?
Yeah. As I say, there are lots of people out there who would have cause to do this kind of thing. I still believe, you know, having talked to people who work in the oil industry, that it would be quite hard to sabotage a thing like this. So I think it's still more like to be an accident. Either way, it doesn't really matter. What matters is the way it's being abused, exploited by Obama and the Green Movement to advance their agenda, which, in my book, is a very sinister agenda. And look, can we put this oil spill in perspective? During the Second World War, 5 million tons of petroleum were spilled in the Atlantic by tankers sunk by Nazi submarines between 1942 and 1945. So averaged over 1,000 days, the loss is equivalent to 2 to 5 times the oil now spilled in the Gulf of Mexico every day for the duration of the war. So, you know,
yeah, those wolf packs were shipping, were sinking sometimes 20 ships in one day.
Yeah, and unfortunately, there were no green eco convoys to be torpedoed at the same time, because that would have done us all an enormous favor. But they weren't around in those days. People had bigger issues to worry about.
I tell you, where do you see this going? I mean, Obama has said he wants a new tax to pay for the Gulf, but it's going to be a new carbon tax on everybody's gasoline.
Yes. Well, I mean, this is the real tragedy about this tragedy, which is that up until this point, Obama's cap and trade was dead in the water. Nobody in the Senate was going to vote for this nonsense because they saw that, you know, how unpopular the healthcare, Obamacare was, and they weren't going to take the same risk twice. Suddenly, there's a glimmer of hope that Obama might be able to advance this crazy, crazy cap and trade tax, which is going to tax every American for you know, the amount of CO2 they produce. It's going to, they're going to tax industry. They're going to tax individuals through their
energy. And he's openly coupled. He's openly coupled that legislation to this, and is selling it now as a oil cleanup bill when it's the same legislation.
Yeah, well, crisis opportunity. I mean, go figure.
James, stay there. I want to continue to flesh this out with you and take calls from listeners specifically on the oil spill, on the carbon tax and gas tax legislation, and what the public out there thinks is behind this. And your questions for James Dillingpole, jamesdillingpole.com, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog.
Wow.
Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull.
Wow.
You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. UAAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are live. It is Friday, the 11th day of June, 2010. 10. You just heard 30 minutes of yesterday's show. That only happens a couple times a year, but we're down here in Austin, Texas. Genesis is up in Minneapolis, Minnesota, or right outside of there. And we got all the satellite connections and the feeds and had a little bit of cross wires there somewhere in the matrix. So we had a gremlin running loose, but we hunted him down and shot him with a crossbow, caught him chewing on the power cables. In fact, I'm going to mount that little gremlin up on the wall. He's an ugly little bastard, I'll tell you that right now. Don't worry, I chased him down in the equipment room, though, and dealt with him. Strangled him myself. I only winged him with the crossbow. Oh, God almighty. Sometimes, though, when I have technical difficulties, I go back to being a teenager and punch something. But it's not good to punch a metal cubicle. Doesn't feel well. I've got goose eggs coming up on my knuckles right now. I put a nice dent in it, though, but the metal did win. Man, that's the problem with jogging every morning and lifting weights and swimming and jumping rope, and I'm doing it all, is that I just become crazed. So I'm going to try to kick coffee this weekend because I remember back when I was in really good shape, hard to believe it was 15 years ago. Yeah, I pretty much quit working out when I got into talk radio because I was so busy. Before, my main pastime was lifting weights and running. And I had forgotten that I pretty much quit drinking coffee and tea when I was a exercise fiend because of the crazed mixture it creates in my metabolic system. But we're here, ladies and gentlemen. We are live. Live, live, live. And there's going to be millions of years in the tomb after we're dead. And so we better enjoy it while we're live. And I just want to say this. It is a distinct honor to be a syndicated radio host. It is a distinct honor to be able to speak to all of you out there. It is a great responsibility. And I'll tell you something. I don't live up to it a lot of days. I listen to my show a lot of times, rebroadcast, and I sound like an obnoxious, stuttering, bumbling creature. But I will tell you that that is not my intent. I'm just somebody who's real, and I'm freaked out by the information I see in front of me, and I'm freaked out for the future of my country and my family, and I'm angry. I'm upset, as I know you are. And so I talk a lot of times about myself because it's the way I put the world in context of just trying to describe to you how I'm feeling and asking, do you feel the same way? And then in retrospect, you ask yourself, why do you get mad if there's a technical difficulty and you can't go on for 30 minutes? It only happens a few times a year. C'est la vie. So I want to say great job to the crew down here and the great job of the folks up in Minnesota. Man, I just want to go lift weights or something right now. I want to go jogging right now. And I figured out what it is at a subconscious level. And I know you go through this. We've all asked the question, why when I talk to my in-laws or why when I talk to my cousin or why when I talk to my boss or one of my employees or my pastor or my flock or when you talk to somebody you're visiting on a sales call, and you try to warn them about tyranny or corruption, why do they get a glazed look over their eyes? And I figured out that I experience this myself every day. Because I read last night, I got home about 6:30. My wife had dinner ready, and I sat down and ate dinner with my family. And I couldn't unwind. I couldn't take my kids in the backyard and jump on the trampoline. I couldn't even though they were beautiful and wonderful and good and sweet and wanted to play with Hot Wheels on the wood floors with me, I went in like an addict, and I went in and I turned the computer on, and I spent about 3 hours with my children pulling on my arm, asking me to come play with them, reading a new treasure trove of mainstream news articles and government documents that I just so happened to find on a site that had been doing research for over a decade on poisons in the vaccines and sterilization compounds and hormones. And, you know, I'm not addicted to watching movies or playing video games or going to the bar and hanging out with my buddies or going and watching a football game like most people are addicted. No, I'm addicted to knowing what's going on. And it's kind of like you find a dead body in the ditch, and when you first see it, you can't pull your eyes off of it, the horror of it. But then kind of after you've taken it in, you don't want to look at it a second time. And more I realize that when I get up here live on the air, I've already looked at all these bills and all this legislation and all these documents and all these news articles, and it makes me sick. It makes me sick to look at Barack Obama, Barry Sotaro. It makes me sick to look at George W. Bush. It makes me sick to look at the chairman of Goldman Sachs. It makes me sick to look at the CEO of BP. It makes me sick to look at Lindsey Graham. It makes me sick to listen to spin doctors and to turn television on and see the propaganda everywhere. It makes me sick. I just want it to stop. And I know why people don't want to hear about this stuff. I've told the story many times, and I'm going to get into the news and your phone calls today and tell you the guests that are coming up. I've told you many times that that I wish this wasn't true. I wish every day it wasn't true. And every day I see, without even looking, video after video after video of cops beating up a woman or a man or a kid for no reason and getting off on it sadistically, and I don't even cover it on air or even talk about it because I don't want to bash the police. I don't even want to watch the videos. I don't watch them most of the times. There's literally thousands of them on YouTube. I just want you to be human beings. I want you to wake up. I want you to have empathy for humanity. I want you to not be manipulated and turned against us. And I know that the government and the media show those videos to the public now because they want to turn the public against the police. So that when the public begin hating the police, just like I've begun to hate them at times until I'm conscious of the manipulation, then the police realize the public hates them and it goes into a more us against them mentality and the police get more abusive and more out of control and it is an ongoing cycle. I just understand so much about how humanity works now and how the globalists manipulate and how all of this is unfolding. I just, to read State Department documents and to read mainstream medical organization reports and university studies, how they know. I mean, I've got all the government reports that are public where the government said we'll put chemicals in jet fuel. It'll be dispersed. The airlines won't even know it. We've just got to make deals with a couple of the major jet fuel producers that then distribute to everybody else. You know, I know I've got all the documents where they knowingly come up with the reports 40 years ago about adding a key hormone to tetanus shots to then cause an autoimmune response against the hormone so women can't bring babies to term, and how that's why masses of women now all over the world who've had tetanus shots can't have kids. They just keep having miscarriage after miscarriage. I mean, the horror of that. Why in the hell, and excuse me for using that term, do we have to have this type of stuff going on? I want it to stop. I mean, this is evil. And last night I watched We Are Change confront Bill Gates in the street at a university. And I watched his goons try to intimidate the people asking the questions. And I become enraged at him. And Bill Gates with his evil eyes just burning with demonic intelligence and enjoyment. You can see that he enjoys the secret knowledge. He enjoys getting it over on everybody, stabbing him in the back. Such a dangerous mad scientist nerd. And then they got video inside the amphitheater while he's speaking at the university after he goes and visits a bunch of biological research facilities at the university. I went and looked it up. Of course, it's part of BioShield Level 4 weapons production. And I've got to sit there and watch him smirking with this elitist look on his face, and I just want to stop him. I just can't stand looking at him. I can see right into him, folks, and I don't like seeing right into him. Do you know what it's like to really have discernment? And again, those of you that watch football and live, breathe, sleep football, you can see right through it. Anybody can do this. If you just study something long enough and research history, you will become an expert in it. And I just can't believe that so many people are in wanton denial. They are in wanton denial. They do not want to turn the corner on this information. They do not want to admit this information because if they did, they'd have to do something about it. And it is horrifying. It is scary. It is bad. And I'll tell you this, politicians and big corporations exist to fall on the sword individually when it advances the globalist New World Order takeover agenda of the elites that are worth trillions of dollars apiece, not billions, as the media tells you. And every signpost, every arrow, every indicator points towards the gushing oil problem in the Gulf of Mexico being a black op, a staged event, a false flag. And there's now even a lot of mainline analysts saying that, and at bare minimum that they're letting it continue because the longer it gushes, the more they're going to get their carbon tax through. And that's back in Congress now with them pushing it. And this oil well may be a super well. We know it's super deep, as they call them. Super deep wells, the class it's in. And we know that they may have gone into some area in the mantle that's in some strata that's actually a volcanic magma chamber of some type. And it looks like it's just going to basically go for years. And they are going to really, really use this as a disaster as it's shaping up to economically screw this country up even more. And just the hype of it and the embarrassment of it and the way the media is promoting it is just another way to make the United States look bad in the eyes of the world. I mean, look at this news here. Gulf oil spill releasing twice as much oil as thought. The Gulf of Mexico spill is releasing twice as much oil as initially estimated. It was discovered today as David Cameron refused to bow to Citi demands to defend BP. That's important information, isn't it? Gulf of Mexico spill releasing twice as much oil as thought. And they keep saying that every week, like clockwork. Oh, it was twice as bad as we thought. And then a week later, it was twice as bad as we thought. And a week later, it was twice as bad as we thought. You know, I think Lindsey Williams is a credible guy, and I do know who his source is, and so does Dr. Stan Monteef. And what he said yesterday from his oil exec contacts does appear to be what's accurate, that it's 20,000 to 70,000 pounds of pressure coming out of there, and that it's 4 to 5 million gallons a day. I mean, if they've been, first it was a few thousand gallons, then it was a 50,000 gallons, then it was 100,000 gallons. This last week it was 500,000 gallons a day. Now it's 4 to 5 million gallons. I mean, that's what Lindsey says. Let me see, it was 500,000, and they're saying it may be double that. So now the media is saying it's probably 1 million. And then I guess next week it'll be 2 million and then 4 million and then 8 million. I mean, who knows what the truth is? The problem is that lying is just a way of life for government and big corporations now. I don't know anymore. I just don't know anymore. But I do love the Gulf Coast. It's sad to see it being hurt like this and to seeing the feds doing everything they can to block any real aid on record. And they won't let the states take action, which is illegal and unconstitutional, to fix their problems or to stop it getting into the estuaries 3 weeks ago when they had a shot at it. But, of course, they're now saying, oh, we're looking at letting the UN come in 13 nations. That's the AFP news, French news agency headline. U.S. names 13 countries plus UN, which have offered oil aid. Bonner says government, i.e. taxpayers, should help pay for oil spill. Congressmen, congressional Democrats in the White House are toying with different ways to force BP to cover the cost of damages with the Gulf oil spill, but they face stiff opposition from industry and it seems leading Republicans. In response to the question from the TPMDC, House Majority Leader John Bonner said he believes taxpayers should help pick up the tab for the cleanup. You gotta love these Republicans. I mean, you really do. This is why I don't like Republicans, and this is why we're in deep trouble. When the Republican leadership is now saying the government should pay for this part of it because we don't want to hurt the stockholders of BP, which are a bunch of politicians, or we don't want to hurt people that have pension funds with it. Sorry, you worked for BP. Sorry, you bought stock in BP, and you know this can happen to a company any time. The American people are bankrupt. We can't pay for it. BP's got hundreds of millions of dollars of assets and profits. It's probably the richest oil company in the world. It's been around for 100 years, the formerly Anglo-American Oil. These are the people that overthrew Iran over and over again and created the monstrosity it is today. We're not paying for it. And I hear Rush Limbaugh every time I tune in saying the banks are good, and that, you know, the banks haven't done anything wrong. They're crooks. They are the government. They get all the corporate welfare. I hear Sean Hannity defending the banks. I hear Glenn Beck defending it. You know who I hear every day when I drive home, when I have a chance to tune in, because he goes live usually when I'm driving home? Is Michael Savage. He admits the Republicans are bought and paid for by the crooks on Wall Street. They're not free market. The big boys on Wall Street are a bunch of insider trading crooks. They're crooks. People need to call Boner or Bonner, whatever his name is, from Michigan's office, they need to tell him, we are not paying for this as taxpayers. British Petroleum needs to pay for it. You know, there's a federal cap on what BP will be forced to pay unless they change the law, $100 million. This is going to cost, the estimates are, $4.5 billion in real estate value drops over the next 3 years, conservatively. That's in my stack. I'll give you the exact, I think it's 4.3. Bloomberg, oil spill may cost $4.3 billion in property values. How about a lot more than that on the Gulf Coast? No, we're not going to pay for this. BP's got the money. It's their fault. They are going to pay. And Halliburton was running it as well. They're going to pay. A bunch of offshore New World Order operatives. The Republicans and Democrats want us to pay because we're the suckers. Because we don't have a lobby in Washington. What do you think of that? And, of course, you know, when the feds pay for it, they'll just pay BP to clean it up. BP will make a profit and never clean it up.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. We're going to have open phones throughout the broadcast today. Gary Franchi's coming up in about 40 minutes from now with a pop-in. Ian Freeman and Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, great Genesis talk show host. They'll be coming on with us talking about immigration, the oil spill, libertarian philosophy in the last hour today. Again, we are live. We have 30 minutes of rebroadcast to start with technical uplink problems, but those rarely happen. It's good to be in the saddle here. Thanks to the great work of everybody involved. And I want to give phone numbers out today. I'm going to give my phone number out. I'm going to give my studio number out. It's 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. What do you think about the fact that, in fact, guys, you get me the congressional phone number of Bonner of Michigan? It's spelled Boner, but it's pronounced Bonner. Because, you know, I've had enough of the Republican Party. They make me sick. How they try to take over the Tea Party and how they prance around talking about Barack Obama, Barry Sotero, expanding government. Yeah, yeah, he's destroying America, but he's a puppet. It's like George Bush tripled the size of government, tripled it. And I'm supposed to forget about that. And I'm supposed to run around and worship the Republican version of Nancy Pelosi, Sarah Palin. Okay, she'll stand there with an M16 in her hand. Great. Yeah, at least she doesn't want my guns. Okay, that's a positive. I'm not saying she's worse than Pelosi. She's better. But she was the pick of John, I love big government, Keating 5, McCain. John, anti-gun McCain. She's a protege of Henry Kissinger. He just loves her. That's all I need to hear. Mitt Romney's horrible. He wrote the government health care plan in Massachusetts. It's the model. I don't want him in 2.5 years. If this country elects a Mitt Romney or a Sarah Palin, we deserve what we get. Just like I told the moron Democrats, I said, look, I'm not saying vote for McCain. It's going to be Obama. He's the one heir apparent. And whoever they shove up in the next year, you'll know in the next year and a half or so who the next president's going to be from the Republican side. I mean, Obama, unless he sets off nukes in America and has martial law, he's gone in 2.5 years, okay? He's another Jimmy Carter. Bye-bye. 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 And, of course, they'll blame everything on him when he leaves. And then it'll all be a new clean slate for some new Republican, the type that says taxpayers need to pay for BP. Republicans haven't found corporate welfare they didn't love. I'm talking about the mainline blue blood Republicans. They need to be all thrown out of office. And the good news is a lot of blue bloods are being thrown out. People picked Rand Paul in Kentucky. He isn't perfect, folks, but he's a million miles ahead of the guy he was running against, I'll tell you. That's why the neocons lined up against him and Dick Cheney did. Why do you think they got a special coming up next Wednesday that's going to air over and over again demonizing Rand Paul? And guess how the show ends? I'm the finale. The last 6 minutes of that show, we got the whole script, is how Alex Jones is the second coming of Beelzebub. And why is that? Because I got these stinking crooks' number, ladies and gentlemen. I know this enemy so well. I just can't stand looking at their sorry faces anymore and their sorry chicken necks and their demonic systems. I'm going to take your calls, 888-201-2244, and a ton of other news. We got Bob Chevin coming up and a lot of others today. It's important.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.